Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Yeah, it's Sam. This is Dave Mayo, and I'm returning your calls here.
Oh, hey, David. How are you?
Oh, I don't know. It's been one of those weeks.
Hey, I feel you on that. I'm not too far off from it. Give me one second here. I'm going to pull up your file so I have it in front of me real quick.
Sure.
Okay. All right, bear with me here. Sorry. Okay, so it looks like you filled out a web registration, wanted to get some information on our working capital programs. Was that right?
Yeah, I got a mailer that came. I'd check you out and see if we could come to some agreement.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Let me see here. It's taking forever to pull this up, sorry. Okay, I got you right here. All right, perfect. So just a couple basic questions for you right now, just to confirm kind of what we have on file, make sure everything's in order. I have the name of the business as Alien Properties LLP. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And we have you at 6165 Worldwind in Colorado Springs?
Yep.
Okay. Excellent. And then as far as ownership of the business goes, what's that breakdown look like?
50-50 me and my dad.
You said you and your dad?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. Nice. And how long have you guys been in business?
We run the stores for 5 years and 11 months.
Nice. All right. 5 years. Okay. All right. So that does it for the basic stuff. Now to get to kind of like the meat and potatoes here. As far as, you know, our working capital programs go, we do have, you know, a lot of different programs, kind of depend on what exactly you're looking for. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you would like to do, and I can give you some feedback on where we should go from here.
All right. Well, what caught my eye was the 72 months on this. And what I'm really trying to do is refinance some of the stuff that I have, as well as get some money out to open up a third location.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I can kind of walk through this process, see what we're dealing with and what options we'll have. As far as the refinancing goes, give me an idea of what you're looking to refinance.
Well, I have a outstanding cash advance, and I think my balance is about $60,000 right now, give or take.
$60,000?
60, yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, and let's see. So is that cash advance, is that a daily payment coming out of the account daily?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. And 60,000 daily. Nice. All right. And who is that through?
On Deck.
Oh, On Deck. Okay. All right. How long was that term?
In 18 months.
Okay. 18 months, 60,000 balance. How much did you originally borrow on that?
105.
105, all right. Okay, so you're a good way through. You're probably about, what, a little over halfway on that?
A year in. Yeah, a year in.
Okay. All right. And as far as opening the third location, right, what exactly do you guys do?
We have two Jamba Juice franchises.
Oh, nice. Okay. I actually used to work for Jamba Juice quite some time ago before they went public. Okay. All right, so looking to open a third. And do you have Do you have any idea on what type of budget you would be looking at for that?
Yeah. About 150, give or take.
Okay. Okay. So ideally, I mean, in a perfect world here, we would like to pay off that $60,000 balance and then get you an additional $150. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Nice. Now, did you have a specific time frame on when you're looking to get these funds in place by?
Sooner the better, so I can get going.
Sooner the better. Sure. I can work with that. All right. All right. Now, for the two existing locations that you have right now, what are you doing for sales on those right now?
We did, let's see, offered at 933 last year, and we're on pace for $1 million this year.
Okay. Very nice. Okay. Now, on the third location, with that $150,000 budget, are you including equipment costs in that as well?
No, I've got most of the equipment already.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And if you're looking for other pieces of equipment, we do equipment financing as well. So the reason that I ask is if you're including that cost, we can split that up, and I'm usually able to finance equipment at a much better rate because it's secured as opposed to the unsecured cash on the working capital side. All right. Okay, so we're looking at $150,000 in capital on top of paying off the current debt. Nice. Now, as far as your personal credit goes, what does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
Last I noted, which wasn't, a month or so ago, it was right around 700.
Okay.
Oh. And my dad is over 8.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's pretty impressive. Okay. All right. Now, the on-deck loan, is that the only working capital loan that you have out right now? Okay, gotcha. Now, have you gone to OnDeck to see if they have, any additional funds for you?
Yeah, they won't go out long enough to make the payments worth my while.
Oh, I see. I see. Their term is limited, so it's a higher, kind of like. Or did they still have daily payments for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't really care. If it's a daily payment, so what? But I'm spending over $8,000 a month, and I need that money to be doing other things for.
Yeah. So if we can kind of stretch out your term, it'll free up some of that from that $8,000 a month for you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when you went to OnDeck, was the total that they were able to get you in line with what you were looking for? It was just on a shorter time frame. Was that the issue?
Yeah, they were real close. They could go up to 250 even.
Okay.
It was just, I'm not going to spend $20,000 a month paying them back. That's crazy.
Yeah, I gotcha. No,
I couldn't even afford $20,000 a month.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so sounds like on my end, I'm going to try to shoot for that absolute longest term. Now, to give you a little feedback on how that works, right? Is my job is I get you approved for the largest amount and the longest term possible, and then we kind of work backwards from there. So you'll have to qualify for both of them. Looking at your sales, if you're trending to do about $1 million, we should be able to access that 150, especially with your credit where it's at. You seem to have things in order. I've been in business for about 5 years, so it's just going to come down to getting that term as long as possible for you, which I think is something that I should be able to do. Now, let me see here. Okay, so David, I have your email address as dwejr99@yahoo.com. Is that the right email address for you?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, obviously I'm going to need a few things from you to get you approved. Sure. So I'm going to send you an email with that list. I can give you a quick rundown of it right now. It's probably very similar to what you've been through with OnDeck. Going to need 6 months of bank statements, and then the most recent business tax return that you have. Did you guys finish 2015?
Yeah, do you need the entire tax return?
Typically what I need is the first two pages that show your gross annual sales and your bottom line, and then usually the part that shows the ownership, so like the Schedule C or the Schedule K. If you're able to fish those out, you can send just that. If it's easier to send the whole thing, I can fish it out myself. Doesn't really make a difference to me as long as I get those, the first two pages and then the page that shows the ownership.
Cool.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll send you the email right now. It'll have the application in there, and then I'll just need the bank statements and the tax return. You can turn around, send those straight back to me. Once I get it, it takes me usually about 24 hours to get an answer on the approval.
Okay.
Okay. When do you think I should expect the application and documents back in from you?
Either today or tomorrow.
Today or tomorrow. Okay, so if you have any questions while you're going through it, the email will have all of my direct contact information. You can give me a call or you can shoot me an email and I'll get right back to you.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, perfect. I'll send it out right now. Let me know if you have any questions, and you know, once I get everything, I'll turn around and give you an answer in about a day.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks a lot, David.
All right, thank you.